Okay.
Yeah, it's for the exactly. I don't need to be in the chos and for the protection of the Jewish people, Klai Yisrael throughout the world. Yesterday, Tumah Yom Ezi Karun, I'm out tonight today. It's only Yibasaris Tobas Bez Hashem from Eretz for the Jews in Eretz Israel and Jews throughout the world, Bez Hashem.
Amen.
So the Pasuk says, Isha Ki Sazria. Isha Ki Sazria, when the women, when a woman gives, she sows, whatever that means. The Medrash says over there, Hu Adin Achur V'Kedem Sartani. Achur V'Kedem Sartani, which basically means, back in front I created them together. What's Pshat, what does that do with Isha Ki Sazria? We'll leave that on the side for 1 second. Later on in the Parsha, it says in Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, V'Ra'a HaKohen Achrei Hu Kabes HaSanega. So the Kohen now comes to do this a little checkup, a little doctor's appointment, and this person who got Saras. V'Hinei Lo Hafach HaNega Aseino. The Nega did not change its eye. HaNega Lo Pasu Tamehu. Didn't change, it's Tameh. Rashi even says, if it didn't become dim, it's clear he's still impure and he didn't do tshuva. How do you know if the guy learned his lesson? Very simple. Look at the color. You see the diagnosis. Look. You bring him to the doctor's office. It didn't change color. It's over. So, if Tzadik quotes the Zohar, you get a little Kabbalistic getting ready for Lag BaOmer. Tzadik quotes the Zohar and says that the Negev Tzaras comes. Why is Negev? So we know the Gemara in Erechin Tzvav tells us that someone says Lashon Hara. That's where the Negev Tzaras comes. He quotes the Zohar and says there's another reason. The Negev Tzaras comes from someone who didn't fulfill Onik Shabbos. He didn't have Onik Shabbos, those 3 meals. And all the Svarim, Rav Chesed Kuzmir, Rav Tzadok, Rav Ephraim Margulis, everyone's talking about this whole Indian. Nega Tzaras, and Onik Shabbos. Nega and Onik. See the similarities of the word? So now let's go back to the Pasuk. The second Pasuk. Ba'acharei hara ha-kohen acharei ha-kubas es ha-nega v'hinei lo hafach ha-nega es eino. He didn't change the eino. What's the eino? It's not referring to the eye. He didn't change the ayin. Because what's nega? Nega is nun gimel ayin. Oneg is when he changed the ayin and he moved the ayin to the beginning of the word. It says Rav Tzadok, it says Rav Chasid of Kuzmir, when a Jew learns his lesson from Tzaras, and he learns his lesson that it's not all about him. He changes the nega into oneg. But when a person gets the nega, it's because he didn't fulfill the oneg. You didn't fulfill the oneg Shabbos. And that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Rav Chesed Kuzmir says, Ayin Hashem El Yireyov. Right? The eye of Hashem is towards the ones who fear Him. It's not just referring to the Ayin, it's referring to the Os Ayin. How are you living your life? Are you living through a Shabbos Tegel life? Or are you living through a Tzara'as Tegel life? Are you always looking for the positive qualities in other people, Menuchas HaNefesh, for Menucha in people? Or are you looking for the negative qualities in people? And he says, that's what the Pasuk says in Kohelet, Shalom Melech says, HaChacham, Einov Berosha. What's Einov? It's not just referring to your eyes. Your Einov, where's your eye in? Is it Nega or is it Oneg? What? There you go. Tovain Huivarach. There you go. Tovain. Ayin Tov. Where's your eye in? Where's your eye in? And that's the whole word. He says, because Kushmer says, the Achor Bekedem Sartani, he says that a Jew's job is Lahafoch Nega Laoneg. Right? What does that mean? Achor Bekedem Sartani? That back in front I created them. That oneg and nega. It's your choice, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The same thing, you could be living a negative life or you could be an onegative life. Right? And our job is to be able to change the nega into oneg. But what's it's a very nice, very, very nice shot. What's like the practical avoda? So Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to go to Eretz Yisrael for the past few years for Sukkot. And last Sukkot we're zochet to see a great Rosh Yeshiva. Is Rosh Hashiva in the breath of Yeshiva Meir Sharm, of Yaakov Meir Shechter, Shlita. Tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Remember going in a sukkah, tremendous, tremendous person. They happened to learn a piece of Rabbi Nachman that day, and Rabbi Nachman was talking about that a person has to be very, very careful to be besimcha on Shabbos. He talks about how special Shabbos is, how beautiful Shabbos is. A person, I don't know about in your house growing up, but usually the biggest fights always happen Erev Shabbos for sure, because that's when the Sultan's getting going. But usually, sometimes on the meal, you know, I say something to my sister. Shabbos, the Sultan's mom. Erev Shabbos, that's the biggest. That's for sure. But Shabbos is he's looking for grenades. He's throwing grenades left and right. It's coming because there's something changing. The more kedusha, the more kedusha, the more holiness, the more opportunities for for the Yitzhar. He knows. So in the next paragraph over here, he says, besides being besimcha on Shabbos, Rabbi Nachman says, a person has to be very careful to always look for the good in others. A person has to be careful. Right? So he says, a person, it's also for him to look for the bad within other people. Can't look for the bad within your friend. You have a chiyuv to always look for the good in others. So I learned this pshat. You have to be very besimcha on Shabbos. You always have to look for the good in others. What in God's name do they have to do with each other? Right. This is just leading up to the oneg and nega. What does being besimcha on Shabbos and seeing for the good in others have to do with each other? So Yaakov Meir Shachter Shlita, he said it so simple. He said it like his last name. He said that it's all one. Someone who's truly besimcha with himself, whose true inner happiness. I'm married to a social worker, so it's something that we talk about. If you're truly happy with yourself, then you're not looking for the negative qualities in others. You're right. Someone who's looking for the negative qualities in others is usually, if you go to any psychologist, it's because they hate themselves, because they don't see the positive things within themselves. Right? The Chabad Chaim said, "Why is someone jealous of someone? Someone's jealous of someone because they hate them. But really, who do they hate? They really hate themselves. That's why if you look at the word kinna and sinna are very similar." When you're jealous of someone, you start to hate them. And there it's all together. Says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, when you're truly besimcha on Shabbos, and we really want to say, when you're truly besimcha with yourself, then you're always looking for the positive qualities of another. And I truly think that's even the avod of Sfiras Omer. The Sfiras Omer says, you have to love your friend like yourself. Who do you first have to love? First you have to love yourself. You can't love others before you love yourself. Right? Rabbi Kiva's students. Besides the whole question how that could even happen, Rabbi Kiva said, "Zeh klal gadol b'Torah." How could it be there? Rabbi Kiva's students didn't follow their Rebbe's number one rule. Well, some sforim say that maybe he said it after, because he learned after 24,000 funerals. I did the math. But to do the math of 24,000 funerals in 33 days, I don't know if anyone is an accountant here, but...
Less than 33.
Right, less than 33, 32, whatever.
You can't bury on Shabbos.
It came to 727, but now I guess I have to do my math again. So I guess it's more. It might say it's more. So it's Takamor, no? Last day.
Yeah.
But there's another day in the Gemara that maybe they said that they still died all up to Shabbos, whatever it is. Rabbi Kiva learned the hard way. But the Svasem has said, doesn't just mean loving your friend like yourself. First, you have to love yourself. If you have every single morning, Rapika says, you remember that the Rabba Munasecha, Hashem is Amunah in you. And your faithfulness, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, waking up, feeling good about yourself. You feel good. If you feel good about yourself, then you can feel good about others. And that's the whole word of the whole parsha. A person's life could be a nega. Everything could be negative, negative, negative. Or a person's life could be oneg. Right? A person's life can be... Our avodah is to be able to mahapech the nega. Right? The pasuk says, he didn't do tshuva, Rashi says. Because he didn't change it. He didn't change his ayin. He didn't realize that You have to look for the good within yourself, and then look for the good within others. That's the whole idea of Ayin Hashem Yareyav Chacham Ina Baroshev. Just to end it with a Maisa, Shomer Feifeld was Rosh Shiva and Shayoshev. He's very, very tall. He once went into a bank. I think it was Central Avenue. There were several banks there now. Maybe there was one bank then. Back then, he went into a bank and he gets to the teller, and the teller goes, "Wow, Rabbi, I've never seen such a tall rabbi." Okay, yeah, I was blessed with height. It's okay, very good. And we made a little more chit chat, and the teller said, "Okay, the owner of the bank is waiting for you upstairs." So he goes upstairs to upstairs, and I guess the manager of the bank, whoever running the show over there, said, "You know, Rabbi, we were going through all your stuff, and when I said, it looks like you're a little short. So he says. Downstairs, they're telling me you're really tall, Rabbi Feifeld, and upstairs they're telling you you're really short. So he says that this reminds me of a pasuk of the Ani Yishena of Elibier. So he says, next time you sing the Simcha Liner, maybe you'll remember this. So he says, when your Ani is Yashin, it's sleeping, then Elibier, then my heart could be awake. So that he was saying more of a person that has to tone down his gaiva. Maybe we could say it's Ani Yishena. It's not only just you have to have the knee's got to be there, but it's got to be quiet. Then Velibier, then your heart could be in wake. He was saying that downstairs, they might tell you you're amazing. It's good to tell you're amazing, but also don't let it get to your head. It's got to have the balance. The whole point we're saying tonight is the person has to have that positive quality within themselves. They have to look for it. Don't let it get to your head. Says Rav Shlomo. Someone says, when someone tells you that you're so tall, you're so wealthy, you're so kind, this and that, good, good, keep it going. Make sure it doesn't get to your head. So Hashem should bless us to be able to work, to make sure our lives are oneg, and then it'll be Hashem be mehapich, the nega into oneg, live Shabbos to good life.
Hey, you know what it says in the Gemara.